Hey there, Linux fans. This is Rocco with a little update on Destination Linux. Some of you may have noticed that the RSS feed has not updated in a few weeks. Well, I'll try to make this short, but let's start at the beginning. When we started Destination Linux, I had read many websites that gave options on how to properly set up a podcast. But to me, there were so many suggestions and ways you could do it, but really no clear-cut best way to do it. So with the myriad of options and also just starting out, Rob and I had no idea how long we were going to do this. So we jumped in and just started out with what was the easiest way, which was uploading to SoundCloud. SoundCloud was great at first, but we quickly outgrew SoundCloud's free upload storage and bandwidth restrictions, which we almost immediately had to start paying for each month. And if we're going to pay for them, we figured we should probably explore other options and look for a place that specializes in podcasts. We ended up choosing Podomatic, which was great at first as well, but again ran into a similar situation, and the price to upload was getting higher and higher because of the need for more bandwidth and upload storage. I searched around to see how other podcasts were creating their content, which led me to talk to a few people about our situation. I ended up having a long talk with Joe Resington of the Late Night Linux podcast, where we discussed the countless options available, which I really appreciated because I think it was 3 or 4 a.m. where he was at the time. After a few options were laid out, I talked to Rob and we decided to go with something I have wanted from the beginning, which was a proper website. So that was the long explanation to announce that we now have a website, which is destinationlinux.org, where you can find all the info you will need on Destination Linux, including contacting us, email, social media links. You can download the MP3, listen to the MP3, or actually watch the vidcast portion of the show via YouTube. And the most important point, which is why I'm recording this, is to subscribe to the RSS feed. When we switched over to uploading to the website, the actual RSS feed changed as well. I made sure to change it in all of the obvious places like iTunes and Google Play, and I thought I was successful because the feed in my Pocket Cast updated automatically, and I verified that with others, including people in the Telegram group. With that said, I've been seeing quite a few comments come in stating that the RSS feed is not updated in a few weeks on some players, and the last episode they see was episode 14. So I'm here to ask you that if your Destination Linux podcast feed has not updated in the last few weeks, and you're still on episode 14, please unsubscribe from that feed and search for Destination Linux in your podcast player again. Usually it will show a preview of episodes, and if it shows episode 18 or up to 18, then you're safe to subscribe to that feed. If you can only find the Podomatic feed that is updated to episode 14, then you can just go to our website at destinationlinux.org and click on the RSS feed link there. The RSS feed link is actually destinationlinux.org/feed/mp3. I'm sorry I went on so long, but I figured you guys needed a proper explanation of what happened. So again, if you have not seen any updates for the last few weeks on Destination Linux, please try to unsubscribe and resubscribe to the new feed, and you'll be getting more episodes because we are up to, we will be recording this Friday, episode 19. So you don't want to miss the interview with Martin Wimpress in episode 15. Episode 16 was Jody James. Episode 17 was Toss Today, Carmine from Total OS on YouTube. And episode 18 was Michael Tennell from Tux Digital, also known as Producer Michael from the Linux Unplugged show. So I hope you all have a great day, and please resubscribe.